Now, Margaret Howard and her pick of the week.
Hello again. This week, how Cockney dialect travelled to Australia, British lifestyle in Singapore at the celebrated Raffles Hotel, and some desert island gardening. A look inside the model prison the Victorians built, fully plumbed and centrally heated. Pam Ayres on the perils of puppy training, and Robert Robinson, while discoursing on the topic of irony, came up with this little tale.
The young lobster who wanted to marry a crab and whose mother said, "My dear, they're so common and they don't have any money. And moreover, they walk sideways. You couldn't marry anyone who walked sideways." "Meet him, mother," said the lobster, "meet him." And she turned up the crab, who shook hands politely and walked in a dead straight line into the drawing room. "But I thought crabs always walk sideways," said the mother. "They do," said the crab, gravely accepting her premise, because he was an ironist, "but I'm drunk."
Robert Robinson on Stop the Week. One lunchtime last week, we were falling over cameramen here at Broadcasting House, bastion of the spoken word. They'd arrived in a throng to catch a glimpse of Mr. Tebbit, who'd come into the lion's den to discuss his complaints against the BBC with the Director General. Now comes a suggestion that the BBC may be guilty not only of bias against the right, but bias against the left, in, of all places, that hallowed district of Borsetshire known as Ambridge. For Newsstand on Radio 4, Julia Langdon had found this warning from the New Statesman.
Memo to Neil Kinnock, re the Archers, not Geoffrey, the Radio Archers. Why is your office not flooding the BBC's incoming chairman, Duke Hussey, with closely argued spleen on this 35-year-old programme? Only pressure of work can have prevented you from observing how biased this programme is against the left and against all left values.
The New Statesman leader points out that the head of the family, Phil Archer, is
a man for whom business efficiency is a constant concern and who is generally presented harrying an aged farm worker, Jethro Larkin, or complaining to his family and others how much he pays Jethro, a kind of radio drama equivalent to Nigel Lawson's constant refrain that wages must be cut.
The Statesman points out that the lower classes are either servile, like Jethro,
he calls his boss Master Phil,
or shiftless and near criminal, like the Grundys. On the other hand, Shula Archer is a Thatcherite estate agent, and most of the characters are capitalists of one sort or another. The only exception is
Pat Archer, wife of Tony Archer, another farmer, who is Phil Archer's nephew. Pat is Welsh, like yourself and your wife, on whom she may have been modelled, and is a supporter of unilateralism and women's liberation, for which she attracts universal derision and mockery.
There must be someone about who at least belongs to a trade union.
The one trade unionist, Mike Tucker, has recently gone bankrupt.
The memo concludes,
we strongly urge a complaint from yourself to Hussey. We can prepare dossiers on the production and editorial staff of the Archers, whom we suspect were recruited in the 1920s.
Len Jackson reading quotations from the New Statesman on Newsstand.